Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone, I'm Diana. Welcome back to another episode.
那今天呢，我们要说说最近在社交媒体上蛮热的一个标签，也是一种人生态度吧，叫“爱你老几”。
So I understand this as, you know, 爱你 is love you.
Yeah.
What is this term, 老几？
这个几是自己的几，比如我们叫爸爸妈妈，有的时候会说老爸老妈，就很亲密嘛。所以这里我们是叫自己老几。
Ah, okay. So very like endearing nickname for yourself.
Exactly.
Actually, the English equivalent, I feel like sounds very, very similar. That's little old me.
这个真的很像 little old me. 然后这里这个 little old, 不一定是说你现在真的年纪大了是吧，这 little old 也是英语的一个 endearment, 就是亲密昵称。
I'd say you would use this term to kind of refer to yourself in a modest or self-deprecating way. So probably, you know, if you're telling a really funny story or a joke maybe.In situations where you're not going to be as serious.
就有一点亲密又自嘲是吧
Yes, yes.
而且我也注意到在国外社交媒体上有的时候它不会好好的拼 yourself, 它也会变成什么 YA or YO, yourself, yourself,
yes.
这样叫自己。
Right, right. So it's kind of like a more relaxed slang way to say yourself by saying yourself or yourself.
所以爱你老几在国外社交媒体有时候就是 love yourself or love yourself, 是吧
Yes, yes.
其实说到爱你老几我觉得它也蛮反映现代人的生活压力哦。因为前几年说的很多的是你对自己要怎么样呢？要对自己狠一点 ，you know. We have to be hard on ourselves. 就是我们要有自驱力，然后我们要特别自律。
Right, right. So a lot of like self-discipline and this like drive to be the best that you can be.
Exactly. 但是 too much self-discipline drive 有时候会把自己压垮嘛。
Yes, can be a little bit too toxic when you lean too heavily to one way or another, right?
是。所以呢，这个爱你老几似乎是对这个过度自律自驱的一种回应，就是让我们对自己好一点，让我们对待自己好像我们对待我们最好的朋友那样。
So maybe this like movement to...really treat yourself as your best friend is a response to excessive self-drive, this toxic, like, self-discipline movement, what we have been referring to in America as, like, hustle culture. It takes a lot of mental fortitude to, like, really buy into that kind of culture.
对，所以这几年在北美很多的也是大家讲的我们要self-love, self-care, 对吧、
yes.
我觉得这个就很像我们现在讲的爱你老几哦，就是like we were talking about, 像对待你最好的朋友一样对待自己。所以说你会去理解自己 right? Really be understanding, 很体谅自己。
Right, and this also includes understanding yourself, forgiving yourself, and treating yourself well.
然后我觉得还有 honest dialogue with yourself, 因为你跟最好的朋友就是大家可以最敞开最坦白的来聊心事聊困惑对吧，所以我觉得这个其实这个点很重要，不然的话你就说我就是对自己好什么 too much self-focus, 有的时候最后你也会很幻灭，就我已经对自己很好了怎么我还是不开心我还是、
yeah.
另外我觉得还有一个就是要允许自己偶尔可以犯犯错，然后呢也允许自己慢下来，就是前面我们讲那种 hustle, 对吧，很拼、
right.
yeah, drive, self-drive 那种，允许自己可以啊偶尔慢一慢。
Right, I think it's really important to give yourself permission to slow down, make the occasional mistake, or else you might be prone to burnout.
对，其实你刚刚说 give yourself permission 啊，允许自己 make mistakes occasionally。英语我特别喜欢有一个说法叫 mess up， 就是 make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
但它是比较口语的。Everybody messes up sometimes.
Yes.
其实我们对别人，比如对你最好的朋友，他 mess up 的时候，我们常常是 very understanding, 还会那样去、安慰他们 comfort them. 但对自己自我要求非常高嘛 right? Just do not allow ourselves to mess up.
Yeah, and I think most people are able to give other people a lot more grace than they give to themselves. You know, even it, when it comes down to like our self-talk, a lot of times it tends to be negative, but like when we're trying to cheer up our friends, we're always trying to be a lot more positive and like to see the good things. So definitely want to treat yourself like nice, very kindly as well.
对，我觉得这个视角特别的好。然后刚刚你说的那一连串啊，有很多非常好的英语表达，我们现在就来看看。OK, how about we look at a few 小短语啦，都是跟 self 有关的，都是在呼应我们今天讲的这个爱你牢记。
I think everything we discussed about today kind of falls under this umbrella term of self-love and self-care.But not just like buying yourself things or, you know, going on that shopping spree. I think a lot of it is coming from the mental health aspect.
是照顾自己关爱自己 self-love, self-care, 就像你说的它不光是物质层面犒赏自己买个包啊之类吃个大餐 It's more 精神层面对吧刚刚你讲的这个 mental health, mental well-being,
I mean, there's that saying, right? Like, it's the journey, not the destination.
很重要的一个就是也要善待自己。
Mm-hmm. Yes. Have self-compassion.
Compassion 是慈爱和怜悯啊。Self-compassion. 我觉得今天说的很多了，都是源自真的是有一种深深的 confidence, 自信、mm-hmm. 明白自己的价值。
Right, and what you're talking about is having self-worth.
价值 value 也是价值，但当我们说到一个人的价值的时候，我们不会说 self-value, right?
Yeah, because worth, it's usually hard to quantify, whereas value, you could usually put maybe like a price tag. Yeah, you could put a number to it. But worth is like, they say it's priceless.
啊，是的，无价的啊、self worth。
Right.
但这个自我价值呢，通常也需要一个 journey 嘛，你要去探索， mm-hmm. 你要去发现自己的自我价值。
Yes, this is self discovery.
你说到这些以 self 开头的表达说法真的很多，然后这几年特别在海外常常出现的一个叫做 self advocacy， 是吧？
Okay. Yes. So being your own strongest supporter, biggest supporter.
或者我们说 be your own advocate、
right.
advocate 是一个人他其实就是为自己发声 speak up for yourself 是吧、
yes.
维护自己
yes and stand up for yourself as well
重点就是你要 stand up for yourself、
mm-hmm.
这个呢也需要我们有自我认识自我了解哈
yes so yeah it does require a lot of self-knowledge and just a really good understanding of who you are
除了 self-knowledge, we also talk about self-awareness, 是吧?
Yes, yes, that's a very good term as well.
另外我想说一个叫 self-help, 这个呢是国外特别你去买书的时候会看到有一大类的书就叫做 self-help 类的。
Yes, I would say, everything that we talked about today, all these topics would definitely fall under...the self-help section if you were to seek a book about it.
但有时候提到self-help books, self-help podcasts, 也会有一点负面联想、啊、就是啊给自己打气然后 self-delusional, 像做白日梦一样这会稍微有一点哈。
I suppose, yeah, you could see that.Because, I mean, I've seen a lot of, like, funny things posted on social media, too. And if you lean too heavily towards the self-love, a lot of it can seem a little delusional.
所以就是 self-awareness, 自我认知很重要了、是吧
Right.
好那我们今天节目的最后呢分享一些短语短句子啊来看看我们可以怎样的爱你牢记爱我牢记
So how about we kick it off with the first, which is learn to love yourself.
学会爱自己。我觉得这里重要的 part 是 learn to do it.
Yes, yes. We tend to be a lot harder on ourselves. I think a lot of people might have perfectionist tendencies that make it a little bit hard to love yourself.
完美主义，你说的 perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
好 so to learn to love yourself in a healthy way, in a balanced way.
Right, it's very important to respect yourself.
学会倾听自己。
Listen to yourself.
常常说 listen to your inner voice, 是吧？内心的声音。
I think this actually is most commonly referring to like maybe your intuition, like listen to your gut.
直觉。
Yes.
Intuition, 或者你说的 gut or gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
前面我们说那个 self-advocacy 嘛，维护自己，为自己发声 stand up for yourself. 英语还有一个说法是吧？
Yes, champion yourself.
Okay, champion 就是冠军，但是呢，它也可以作为一个动词。所以当你 champion 你自己，或者你也可以 champion 另外一个人啊，就是说 you are supporting them, 为他们加油 you're standing up for yourself or for someone else, 是吧？
Right, right. I'd say another phrase we would say is to toot your own horn.
Toot your own horn, 为自己加油打气 or be your own cheerleader.
Yes, yes.
其实所有的这些呢，就是我觉得是你要做自己的依靠和后盾。
And that's to have your own back.
我特别喜欢这个，因为很形象嘛，就是你是他的倚靠，你是你自己的倚靠臂膀，好像比那个 support yourself 就是更加有感情 you know?
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. It's a little bit more visual of a phrase.
Yeah, to have your own back. 其实今天一直在说的，对别人似乎比较容易原谅，比较容易宽待哈。我们现在要 apply it to ourselves.
That's right. Give yourself grace and learn to forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself, 我们都理解嘛，原谅自己。然后这个 give yourself grace, grace 是恩典，对吧？通常我们说，比如基督教上帝他是 full of grace, 很有恩典。但是我们作为人 when we talk about to give ourselves grace, 有点像宽容自己是吧宽待。
Yes. Yes, don't be too hard on yourself. Yeah, and really what that means is just to not be too hard on yourself.
我们今天最后要说说的这个也挺重要的就偶尔物质上面也可以犒赏一下自己。
Right, I mean, I think once in a while, you know,go really big and spoil yourself, right?
Once in a while, spoil yourself, 好好的宠自己。所以当我们讲到 spoil yourself, 或者常常说的宠孩子，对吧？ Spoil children.
Right, right. And then I think when we talk about like daily ways to do this, we would probably say like treat yourself.
然后日常每天比较微小的这种 treat yourself、那 treat 是对待但是当我们讲 treat yourself or treat someone 的时候就是说 treat them well
Yes, and also, you know, when you say it's my treat you are paying for someone、buying something for them you are treating them to、maybe dinner or a drink or a little sweet treat
对就是你请客你买单、
mm-hmm.
爱你牢记我自己买单但是也是日常有这种小的对吧也很开心比如说很多人说我吃个小甜点 I'm treating myself、喝个珍珠奶茶是吧
yes,
treat myself、
yes.
yeah. 好那今天最后一个我也特别喜欢的就是可以笑看自己笑对自己、
Yes, know how to laugh at yourself
其实 to laugh at someone 那肯定是不好的但是当我们讲 when you really you can laugh at yourself 笑看自己的时候它是基于你内心内核的强大有真正的自信
Yeah, I think yes it takes a lot of like self-confidence、as well as being able to see the humor in a situation
是所以笑看不是小看 right to laugh at、而是说 yeah don't take yourself too serious don't be too self-serious 这样
right
那我们今天的节目就到这儿，跟大家分享了爱你老几。那最后呢，也想问问大家，你用什么样的态度啊，什么样的方式在爱你自己？
And also feel free to share with us in the comments, how do you love yourself, spoil yourself, or treat yourself?
好，非常感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
All right, until next time, bye!